Here's something you need to know about the phrase naturally occurring. This has many important points in understanding clean food and avoiding yourself being exposed to contamination of heavy metals in foods and supplements and superfoods and so on. Of course, I started heavy metals testing in my lab in 2013. And over the years, as I've exposed heavy metals contamination in various foods and supplements and so on, the response from the manufacturer, in almost every case, has been, well, there's no problem, that's naturally occurring. When they say those words, what they mean is, it's naturally occurring and therefore it's okay. And what they're really saying is utterly bizarre and unscientific and irrational. What they're saying is that if a toxic heavy metal occurs in well water, and if that well water is used to irrigate a crop, and then all those heavy metals go into that crop, and then they're selling that food, then they say, well, that's perfectly okay because it's naturally occurring. It came out of the well water, so it's fine. Well, that's nonsense. And it's a lie. Because you can look up the statistics. There are millions of people that are killed every year by cancer caused by arsenic in water wells all over the world. And what you're not being told is that there are a lot of toxic poisons found in nature. I mean, where do they get mercury? To use mercury in some industrial production, where do they get it? Well, they mine it out of the ground, right? They don't make mercury. Mercury is an element, Hg. And if you're mining it out of the ground, then it is what? Fill in the blank. Naturally occurring. Does that mean mercury is safe? No, mercury is a toxic heavy metal. It's a neurotoxin. It causes kidney failure. It causes immune dysfunction. It's a horrible substance that damages human brains and causes lowered IQs and much more. Mercury is a toxic heavy metal. Just because it's in the ground doesn't make it suddenly okay. So by the logic of some of these food manufacturers, if I found mercury in their food, they would say, well, that's fine. Mercury's naturally occurring. Really, that's your argument. Because that is the argument of dentists. So mainstream conventional dentists, I'm not talking about, you know, holistic dentists here, but the conventional dentists who are, let's face it, scientifically illiterate, they say that fluoride is good for you and fluoride should be added to the water because there's fluoride that is naturally occurring in some water wells. They even run ads in newspapers and such, and they say, well, we have to adjust the local water to meet the naturally occurring levels of fluoride found in Mother Nature. What if they said the same thing about mercury in water, or arsenic for that matter, or lead? You see, their argument makes no sense. To say that we need to add poison to the water supply of a city because there are some toxic water wells somewhere else that have higher levels of that poison, that is an insane example of irrational, quack science, junk thinking. And that's what dentists argue. They've been damaged by heavy metals, so they want everybody else to be equally damaged by fluoride. And fluoride lowers IQs as well. You can look at the online research published in peer-reviewed science journals. For decades, fluoride exposure causes lowered IQs in children. And where's the fluoride coming from? The water supply, and it's naturally occurring. Now, according to some food producers who produce contaminated food or contaminated supplements, they say that whatever's in the soil is naturally occurring. And so when we find out their cacao nibs have crazy high levels of cadmium, for example, or their fish supplements have mercury, you know, they would say, well, it's naturally occurring in the ocean. Or if it's grown on land, they would say it's naturally occurring on the land because it's in the soil. So my question is, at what point does pollution then become naturally occurring? Let's say you have a factory in China with a big smokestack that's spewing toxic heavy metals into the air. And then next to the factory, you have a farm. Now, when the toxic heavy metals come out of the smokestack, everybody would agree that that's pollution. And some of the particles are heavier than air, so they settle out of the air and they fall onto the farm next to the smokestack. So now imagine little particles of lead and mercury and arsenic falling out of the air and falling onto the farm and now mixing with the soil the next time that soil is plowed to grow organic soybeans, let's say. Now, the company that's producing that food would say that the contamination of that food, the heavy metals, they would say, no, that's not contamination. That's naturally occurring because it's in the soil. They say, well, it's not pollution anymore once it hits the ground. And then I say things, well, is the lead in your food or not? They can't argue that. It's incredible, but look, the bottom line is just because something occurs in nature doesn't mean it's safe. There are a lot of poisons and toxins in nature, and there are a lot of companies that sell contaminated products that can expose you to these toxic elements. Now, we test for all these at healthrangerstore.com. We use multiple mass spec instruments to test for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and other things as well. We're adding even more pesticides to that testing. So we do the testing to make sure that our products are ultra clean. That's what we do to protect your safety and to be honest and transparent with our customers and the public about what we're doing. We go through the effort, we spend the money, we run the lab so that you have clean products. HealthRangerStore.com. No excuses, man, just clean food. Thanks for your support. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.